Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? This is Evan Ballmer with the Mullet Cast, and I am joined by Kelly Fernandez from Heritage House Sotheby's International Realty in Holmdel, New Jersey. Kelly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Evan and Steve, for having me today.
No problem. We appreciate you taking time out. Could you tell us a little bit about maybe the real estate market a month ago? Might be interesting to see what was going on in New Jersey, how things were trucking along for the year, and kind of how it's evolved as the crisis unfolded.
So from the very start of the year, it had a great momentum. You know, there still is good momentum as well, but I started the year extremely strong, a top producer within my company, and just multiple offers on different homes. Just a really great flow of activity overall with sellers and buyers. And it was just a very nice, healthy market. Leading into COVID-19, things have slowed down a bit, but it's still happening. So I think there's a lot of different perspectives of, or requests of, are closing still happening? Are people still buying? Are sellers still wanting to sell their home? And from my experience so far, for example, I have a listing right now that got multiple offers this week and is an attorney review. And then I have some buyers that are interested in certain properties. You know, in every different industry that I've talked to, there's a lot of hurdles that we're facing, but things are just being done a little bit differently. The process is different. For example, I have a clear to close for a home next week where it should have closed 2 weeks ago. So the closing's still happening next week, but it just took 2 weeks for us to get there. So we're just seeing a bit of delays, but everyone, all the parties are on board. Everyone's very understanding. And I think that's the biggest key point of all of this, is to have everyone involved and really understand where we're at as well.
So. Right. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, communication is kind of key because everyone's in the same boat. And as long as you keep all the other parties updated, you know, it'll help
exactly.
The process.
I mean, one of the key points that I've always done with my business is set expectations. So with anything that comes up, it's always about setting the expectations with your own clients, with the opposing parties, with the agents, the attorneys, everyone involved, so that we're all on board.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then some of the just nuts and bolts of transactions, like you mentioned, every little aspect of a transaction is going to be different, right? From like inspections, are inspectors doing inspections? Do people want other people's in their house? What are towns doing for COs? So like, what are some like weird things you've encountered on your active deals right now?
So, you know, I can only speak for my own experience. I mean, the governor of New Jersey did declare a curfew in New Jersey and all non-essential businesses are closed. So, but from my understanding, inspections and closings are still considered essential. So they're still happening, but I'm looking at it more by case situation. So each property on its own and who's involved, I look at that and how we're going to maneuver, how we're going to get an inspection done or that particular closing done. So, for example, some agents are staying in their cars or they go in ahead of time. They open the house, they are nearby, but they're not in the home, or their agent is with them, the buyers, but socially distancing. So we're just taking a lot of precautions. People are wearing gloves, masks. There's a wipe down of all the light switches, door handles, anything that could be touched. So we're just taking it one step at a time and just really analyzing what the entire process would be and where people would have to be also, because in most cases, there's multiple inspections being done as well. So we also have to plan accordingly of which inspector is going to get there first, because in most cases in the past, we were doing them overlapping, but now we kind of have to separate those inspections.
Gotcha. What are you doing differently these days in terms of your own business? Like, how has it changed? What things are you tweaking?
I think that, you know, there's some agents that are focusing on how to continue to grow and get new leads and all of that. For me personally, it's all about staying in touch with my past clients, my current clients, anyone who's involved in a real estate transaction, and most especially the community as well. And just making sure that everyone's okay, that I'm here for them. If they need any resources, to please reach out to me, and I could give them, you know, contacts of who to call. So right now that's been my biggest focus, and I'm taking this time to really analyze the business overall and kind of going through my systems and seeing what could be improved and how can I grow. So I'm just trying to use this time wisely within my business.
That's cool. Kelly, I appreciate you joining us. Can you just give some info about where people can find you online, how they can connect with you?
Of course. You can find me at my website at realtorkellyfernandez.com, and Fernandez is with an S at the end. And you can find me on Instagram at kellyfernandez_homes.
Awesome. Kelly, we appreciate you checking in on how this is impacting real estate.
Thank you.
You got it. Thank you.